Shalom, Bokhot Tov, everybody. You know what? I just remembered I forgot my earphones. Just give me 1 second. I'm just waiting to get my earphones.
Morning, Shmuel. I see you've been banned to the other room again. You've got to behave a bit better.
Okay, sorry about that. We're recording. Yep, okay. Yofi. Now let's just find out where we're holding. Okay. This is where you got up to. Okay, this is I made a note here. This is not where we're going to start. The Kuflu Zion at the bottom of the page. Yo Baruch. Kuflu Zion at the bottom of the page. Yeah, okay, sorry. I didn't make a mark. All right. So I thought I muted everybody. Obviously, I was wrong. Okay, that's better. Yep, okay. Sorry about that. Just today is not happening so good. Fine. So we spoke yesterday again about the sugya, this concept of the she'ifa being one sugya and the ability to achieve being another sugya, and that one shouldn't maktin one's she'ifas to align them with what one's ability to achieve is. At the same time, you have to be real. So they're avoider. That's avoider. Somebody wants to take on this avoider, you'll see enormous benefits. But it's kasher. It's not a simple avoider. Okay. Then we said that was the sugya of Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. We said that was why we first Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Unbelievably high hasogas there. Unbelievable expectations of ourselves there in the Kabbalos Malchus Shemayim. And then you Mekabel all mitzvahs. Then you go and see what you can do. That was the. There was your sod there from the Gemara in Brochas. This is where we got up to. I think this is where we wanted to go from with the Rambam, yeah, Kuflamet Vav at the bottom of the page. I don't think we did Kuflamet Zayin yet. We didn't see the Rambam. No, okay, so on the bottom of Kuflamet Vav, that's what I was getting with Bubalia. Yeah. I don't know why I've got a pencil mark here on Kuflamet Zayin. Okay. I haven't used the Sefer before, so is it Manyen? Don't know why that. Lo de Makurepo. Anyway, Nishkefelach. Okay. Kishin is Boinan. Oh, so that we saw from the Gemara there in Brochas from Rabbi Shua ben Kalcha. Now we're going to see what the Rambam says here. The Rambam Yochas is Surah Bia Perigu Dadad. Nibsa Kaitzad Makablim is Geira Tzedek. How do you make a ger? Because you have a head, Liz Gamina Okum, when a person comes along, he wants to be Magaya, he's made that awesome decision. You check him out, and then you start like this with him. Do you not know that Klal Yisrael is pursued and pushed down and belittled and oppressed and Yisurim comes upon them? If he says, for sure, but it's worth it. You tell him how bad it is being a Yid. You paint a terrible picture. And if he says, Basada, well, it's worth it. Then you go and explain to him all the mitzvahs. You tell him everything. All the mitzvahs. Kol Shulchan Aruch. Kalas v'chamurois. Mufarash Rashi. When a guy comes to be Magaya, the Nakuda that we check in him, according to this Rambam, and as Rashi points out as well, is the Nakuda, are you ready to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem? That's the question we ask him. That's the central theme. There's not a side issue. We've got all these other issues. And yeah, if Chalila, it comes about that a person has to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem, Sada, he's prepared to. No. That's the central theme. That's what it stands and falls on. That's what you see here. As Rashi points out. The ava that we have for Hashem is unconditional. Unconditional means that's exactly what it means. That comes when you understand Mazik Kabbalah Malchu Shemaim. First, the person has to get his head filled and his mind and his heart and his emotions completely surrounded and filled with this concept of how deep the love is between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're prepared to give up their lives for Hashem, and whatever will be, will be. Then you can become a ger. And of course, if you're a Yid, you have to have this also. This is not just for the Geirim. This is for everybody. A person has to understand that the central theme of Yiddishkeit is an unconditional love between Klal Yisrael, Klal and Prat, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kol matzavim. And Klal Yisrael's proved itself in kol matzavim. You see? Look. They went through the fires of Churban Europa and came up with their money intact. We're learning a sefer from somebody who went through the fires of the Churban Europe and his emunah got strengthened. And they were ready to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. Door after door after door after door. Belona choyne zu ein kabbalos al mitzvahs. If you don't have that in place, then there's no kabbalos al mitzvahs. If there's no melech, then there's no mitzvahs. Well, the mitzvahs, as we said yesterday, from the Chofetz Chaim, is the mitzvahs they're just mud. If there's no kabbalos or malchus shemaim, then the kabbalos or mitzvahs is also it's an empty statement. And you know what that looks like. Everybody knows what that looks like. Lelo apnimeh shel kesha avim haKadosh Baruch Hu kaim chesaron bekabbalos or mitzvahs. If you don't have that, if you don't have the inner kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the Kabbalah of Mitzvahs is also lacking. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, any mon yen she nishcheres oisei basias mitzvosov, ki ma ipchus la'al Kodesh Baruch Hu, mi sheshechet min atzava, li mi sheshechet min oref. Lo nitna ha-mitzvahs ele de tzaref be'emes ha-briyos. Okay, this is a big, big machlekes and sugi in the Rishonim, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm just telling you what he says. It's not so poshut. The question is do the mitzvahs have? I mean, it's not really relevant to us now, but he's mentioning it, and it's a bit shocking. Do the mitzvahs have a basis in reality or not? Well, no, Hashem just cooked up 613 mitzvahs in order to get us to do the Ratzon Hashem, but the ik is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem really doesn't care whether you shecht ya or you shecht ya, you know, or you're twiddling around or purple or blue or squares. There's a local kachmanyan. He told you to make them like this. You have to make them like this because that's the Ratzon Hashem. But really, the mitzvahs makes no difference if you eat basar chalav or not. It's only because you're not keeping the mitzvahs, or no. the mitzvahs have reality. I'm not going into that. That's the big philosophical discussion. It's the machlokes isn't as big as I'm making it sound. But what he's telling you here is he's taking the one line, and that is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is manyen in the relationship with us. The mitzvah is an expression of that relationship. If you love your wife and you buy her 5 red roses or 5 yellow roses, there's a semashu. What difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. The roses are not roses. The rose is just an expression of your ava. Or no, she likes yellow roses and she doesn't like red roses. So why did you buy her red roses? I'm not going into that. That's a big. I don't understand the sugya. So is it all called kach? You see that the mitzvahs are connected the 613 evarim and whatever is it called. And in Kabbalah, these are all, each mitzvah has its connection in the higher worlds and taktak. Not just the stam, you know. So the machlekes is not as big, but that's what he's saying here. The ikatachlis of the mitzvah is that we should become elevated and more purified, more holy. The mitzvahs are there to bring us to a deeper relationship with Hashem. 612 mitzvahs are to bring you to the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. That's what the 612 mitzvahs are. Is that you can claim Avos Hashem properly. Okay. But that's the mitzvahs, that shaykhs to Hashem, however way you learn, yeah. It's obvious that there's lo atachlis. Person so busy doing mitzvahs, he hasn't got time for Hashem, you understand? You know, he's running and doing all the tzivuim of the melech, but there's no melech. So my kesher to be doing the tzivuim of the melech if you don't have a melech. Hashem reitze shenevo oto b'chol libeinu b'chol nafsheinu b'chol mo'adeinu. That's what Hashem wants. He wants us to love him. Like it says in the pasuk, b'kol mo'adecha, b'kol nafshecha, b'kol whatever mo'adecha. Hareitze shekesha ha'ava yigodol v'yitatzim b'libeni ad sheni muchonim b'sim chalikfoitz l'kiv shana ish l'man yisparach. Like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's love and appreciation and Yaakov Hashem was so great. And lo bayad likfoitz l'kiv shana ish. If that's what's necessary, b'sada gamon. What's the problem? All the nisoidness and the yusurim and the difficulties come in our lives. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to say thank you for them. He wants us to build, flex our muscles in this area. When you see what Hashem is doing, it doesn't look good. No, deep down, whatever Hashem does is for the good. It's all done with Ava. We don't see it. We don't understand it sometimes. For sure not. If you could understand Hashem, everything about him, he'd be as big as you. That would be tragic, no? If Hashem was as big as me, you'd be in a lot of trouble, yeah? Of course, there's things you're not supposed to understand. The same way as a 6-year-old doesn't have to understand everything his father's doing either. If a 6-year-old could understand everything about the father there is to understand, what does that tell you about the father? It's not a big compliment to the father. You know? What do you mean? You want to understand everything? Every 6-year-old should be able to understand everything that his father tells him? That's a very small father. It's tragic. That's called retarded. When the 6-year-old can understand everything he needs to understand about the father Nebuch. So if you can understand everything there is to understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well then Nebuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not exactly, you know, who is it? I think the Kotzke said, a God that I can't understand, I don't need. If I can understand everything is about God, then what I need him for? Because then I'm as big as him. And that's bad news. That's not good news. And I mean, that's poshut, right? So we don't even understand why this is done with love and simcha bere, but we know that it is. That's imona. The imona pshuta, Hashem only does good. He only gives, he can't take, so it's all good. לכן כשאנו מרגישים רחוקים ונזיפים ממני יתברך, when we feel far away and we feel abandoned a little bit, we feel chastised by Hashem, אנו מבטלים בכך מצוות עשה מדרעשה של אהבת השם בכל רגע. You being mevatle mitzvahs eser derayos of avos Hashem, one of the six constant mitzvahs. You have to love Hashem, you have to know that Hashem loves you, and every minute that you don't feel that and you don't think that, you being mevatle mitzvahs aseh. Im belibeinu pnimi kiyemus trunia or traumos kol shuhu al hanagos Hashem klepeinu. If you have in your mind, you have a little bit of a little bit of doubt, you have a little bit of complaints about the way that Hashem's conducting us. ואנחנו סבורים כי הוא שונא אותנו ואיננו רוצים לפניו, ואיננו רצויים לפניו. You think that Hashem hates you. Sinner in the Torah doesn't mean like it means in the street. But whatever, he's not pleased with you, he's not happy with you, and you're not acceptable in front of Hashem. אז שקיים חסון בי, so you're missing a basic fundamental of your Yiddishkeit. You're mevatling the mitzvos aseh of avos Hashem. The sort of the Torah, kesha avim boir olam. That's the sort of the whole Torah. That there's this love relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every individual yid. Zu ava mitis, ava she'eino tole b'dovah b'kol matzav b'kol tnai anachnu nisharim ma'ahuvim. That's an unconditional love. That means lo meshaneh where you are and what you're doing and what you, Hashem loves us. It's one of the biggest messages of Hanukkah. You know that. The biggest messages of Chanukah is that in the worst possible matzav that a person can find himself, the Shechina is with him. We light the Chanukiah below 10 Tvachim, on the left-hand side, in the middle of winter, the darkest, the night, in the middle of the darkness. And you can light it with whatever oil and petilim you want. Shabbos, you can't. Shabbos is limitations to what you can, what petilim and what oils you can use to light on Shabbos. Chanukah kol muta. What's the vort of below 10? It says the Shechina never is yored lower than 10 tefachim. The Shechina doesn't go lower than 10 tefachim. On Chanukah, you see the Shechina goes lower than 10 tefachim because you have to light the Chanukiah lower than 10 tefachim. On the left side is always the Tzadat Tumah. With whatever petilos you want, whatever you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Chanukah. In the darkest time of the year, it's usually around the winter solstice, which is the darkest time of the year. What's that telling you? Lomashane, where you are, you can be in Memtesharei Tumi, you can be below 10, on the left-hand side, with all the apostle psilis and shemonim and whatever, but the shechina is there. Zeh shechina. Mitzvah chaviv mod. What's the chavivus of the mitzvah of lighting Chanukiah? Big deal. You took a bit of oil, you lit a candle. Gevaldik. You know, we light candles on Shabbos. Every Lel Shabbos, you light candles. It doesn't say mitzvah chaviv mod. The Rambam doesn't say mitzvah Neiros Shabbos mitzvah chaviv mod. No, but Chanukiah is mitzvah chaviv mod. What's the chavivus? So, Olai, that's probably that could be the pshat. The chavivus is no matter where your matzav is, no matter where you are, no matter how bad you are, about how Oregon is shining inside of you. And I just to remember that in the darkest time of the year, we light the Chanukiah, which is a rekindling of the Oregonus, that light that Hashem hid away by my sabrashis. That's the 36 hours that the Oregon is burnt, was the 36 candles that you light on Chanukah, that the Mephoshim says, the Gilu of that Oregon is again. And where's it Megala itself? In the lowest possible place you can, lower than 10 on the left side. That's unconditional love. That's the message. I didn't say the message of Chanukah, but one of the messages of Chanukah. So the Av that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us is unconditional. The Lord told you what you're up to. For sure, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, there's chavoinesh. We didn't just rewrite the Yud Gimel Ikarim. No, there's chavoinesh for sure. But also, that's also good for us. The punishment, the chavoinesh, it's not throwing you out the door. It's like a father corrects his child. Like a father chastises his child. The Kodesh Baruch Hu chastises us. That's chavoinesh. You don't want a father who's indifferent and doesn't care what you do. No matter what you do, he just lets you do whatever you want. That's not a good father. You want a father to give a child discipline, punishments when recognized. But then love, the Ava, never goes away. The law never goes away. Even the din, even Hashem's din, his mama's raw, kasheh din, is rooted in chesed. In the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, it says, Hashem, Hashem, kel erech apayim, rav chesed ve'emes. So the Mefushim asks, what's MS doing in the middle of the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim? MS is Din. Makesha Din in the middle of the Midas of Rachamim. MS means Din. Yeah, there's no Zaz. You light a cigarette on Shabbos, you get zapped by lightning on the spot. there's no games. That's MS. So the pshat is obvious that even din has a treirish in chesed. That means there's a din in the world because that's the ultimate chesed. Person needs din, he needs gvulot, he needs limitations. That's best for him. That means even the MS, even the din has a treirish in rachamim. That means even when Hashem is ma'akale with din with us, that's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's Shema, Hashem, which is midas harachamim, and Elokeinu, which is the gilu of din. Hashem Echad, it's all the same Hashem. The Elokeinu is inside the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Midas HaRachamim. It's the Midas HaRachamim that asked for din in the world. Not that there's a thing called din, and this din is a terrible, powerful thing, and there's also Rachamim. No, the din flows out of Rachamim. When a father gives his child a patch, he's patching because he loves him, because there's Rachamim on him, not because he hates him. There's a poshut, no? Why do you punish your child? Because you're angry and you want to, no, because he needs it. It's good for him. You love him, so you want to teach him. So the din also comes out of love. So it's a kol ahava. Yesod kol ha'Torah hu kesha avim b'ra'ilam. That's the yesod. That's the foundation of kol ha'Torah kuloi. V'zu ava amitis ava she'enu tolu b'dova b'kol matzav b'kol tnai anachnu nisharim ahuvim. Doesn't matter what the matzav is. Kan aleinu la'avin Indian amok v'chashuv. Yeah, you have to understand something very deep and very important. You know, in the first pass of Shema, it's got three things. In the singular. When we flip to the second pass, Shavayim Shemaya, the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, so there it's in the plural, number one. But it doesn't have Mo'adecho. It doesn't say Mo'adechem. For quite Avnu Mefoshim Malzinyan say, this is an old kasha, it's not a new question, Mefosh very pointed this out. Venilafida Chen is parish Dovala Alam. According to what we're saying, yeah, let's try and understand it like this. Chazal Doshal Apostle Bachol Mo'adecha, Bachol Mide Omide, Shumoid Lacha, Havimoide Lo, Bemoid Moid. Chazal the Pshat, it's a Gavaldika play on words, it's unbelievable. Bachol Mo'adecha, the Gemara there explains what's b'chol mo'adecha, b'chol mida u'mida, with every measure, with every din, shehu mo'ided l'cho, that Hashem measures you, that Hashem gives you, have a mo'ide lo, you must be thankful, you must thank Him, b'mo'id mo'id, very, very much. And that's all the words, all those words coming out of the word mo'adecha, b'chol mo'adecha. The simple pshat is with all your possessions. But Chazal pointed something deeper here. It's for every nisoyin, every measure of yisurim that a person gets, he has to thank Hashem a lot, big time. Dagazu shel avodas Hashem b'chol mo'adecha hi daga gevuah b'yoseh ve'afilu yaseira al dagas b'chol nafshecha. That's a higher level than b'chol nafshecha. To give up your life once, you give up your life once, b'sada. B'chol mo'adecha, you have to give it up all the time. You're going through nisoinus and yisurim day in, day out, and you're saying thank you all the time. It's an ongoing thing. It's much harder, and it's a much higher level than b'chol nafshecha. Shekein amavez b'al kiris Hashem u'chad pami. To give up your life, al kiris Hashem, you do it once, and it's over. V'ilo achaim al kiris Hashem, to live al kiris Hashem, kabbalah yisurim ba'ava, which means Hashem, we're going to deal with at length in the next chaylek. We're nearly there. But kol eitzu b'kol rega, that's not so poshut. To live with the kabbalah yisurim ba'ava every day, day in and day out, all day long, they don't call kach poshut. You have your life. It's hard. I don't want to say it's easy, but you do it once and it's over. Every day, you know, I don't know if you've ever had to try to give up smoking or, you know, go on a diet or whatever. If all you had to do was give up smoking for a week, so you give up smoking for a week, anyone could do it. What makes giving up smoking hard is you've got to do it today and tomorrow and the next day and today and today and today and today, and it's on and on and on and on. That's very hard. If I would go to someone and say, stop smoking for a week, most people could do that. Go on diet for a week. Any idiot can do that. But do it every day for the rest of your life? Oh, that'll go kach pashut. So the Mechol Mo'adecha is a much higher darga of Ava than Mechol Nafshecha. Dagazu hinalis vagur mishum karchi miskeret rak bapasha rishoina shibo anoiskim bakabolos amulchu shamayim. That's why the only time it's mentioned is in the Parsha dealing with Kabbalah and Malchus Shamayim. Hadam ki lo im alatzmoy. I'm number Kabbalah all mitzvahs, claim of a poil, any masugala kaimo. In the world of mitzvahs, in the world of asiyah, in the world of actions, I can't be makayim that. There's a gavur midai bishvili. I can't. Because the taggings of the Yetzer Hara is more, it clouds me, it hides me. But the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim, that's b'shleimus. The Parsha Rishonim b'shifoisai, in the world of Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim, mashiifas, ani makabel al atzmi, or Malchus b'shleimus. There I'm a Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim b'shleimus, because that's where the shiifas are. Shamanim makabel b'dayti b'sukli kol mida b'bina kosh b'ocha moedidli. I'm a makabel whatever Hashem does. I'm a makabel Hashem. Do whatever you want. Ani makabel. Yeah, okay, but in the Maisa, when it comes down to the Kabbalah, so it's a zilokul kach pashut. I'm not holding there. So that's why it's not there. That's the inner recesses of the soul of a Jew that's tied. He's bound himself with thick ropes with love to Hashem. Avinu shebeshamayim. Ach yachad im zoiz hi lechoidei b'masa yetzer. On the other hand, he's tied up and entangled in the prison of the Yetzirah. And he's yearning and yearning for Mashiach to come there. He's being going to be mishtachre from his Yetzirah. Since the chet of Adam and Rishon, the Yetzirah is entangled in us. It's known in front of you, Hashem, that my deepest rotzon is to do your will. As Mima Akav. So what's stopping you? If you really want to do the Rotzon Hashem, do it, no? Mima Akiv, so Shabbos of a Shibud Malchus. If it's not the Shibud of the Malchus beating me up and not letting me serve you, then it's the inner Yetzirah that I have. Alana Lishkur be Yush, Ubachoisa Rotzon that tastes me namates. And a person shouldn't have Yush, he shouldn't give up hope that he can get out of this trap. Alana Lekabot Shaava Gagoim Shalanu. We shouldn't extinguish the unbelievable love and yearning that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu B'shal Chesatz Lochenim Amashotam. Just because we don't have the ability to function properly and to actualize our yearnings, you shouldn't give up them. You should carry on burning and yearning and wanting. Shreshtei Pashasem V'shtei Avoidasem Kufishin Hizbar. Hizbayer. Because these are two sugars that have nothing to do with each other. I mean, they do. Obviously, they touch. But you can be makabel or malchus shemaim without being makabel or mitzvahs. And once you be makabel or malchus shemaim, Karen being makabel or malchus shemaim, even though the kabbalah some mitzvahs isn't really what you would like it to be. We're far from perfect. We make lots of mistakes and we get a lot of things wrong. And we have a yetzer hara that just doesn't let you. We want to do your rotzon. The Bach in Hilchus Tefillah says that every Jew is kodosh v'tor. And he would do everything that Hashem asks him to do. Oh, but he's got a Yetzer Hara. He's up against the wall. And the Yetzer Hara is bigger than him. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help him, he wouldn't survive the Yetzer Hara either. The Yetzer Hara would kill him, which is what it wants to do. There's a Gemara. If Hashem wouldn't help you, the Yetzer Hara would destroy you. So what, I've got to carry on yearning for the godless and the Sheifas? Like, yeah. Carry on yearning and burning and burning and wanting and desiring. Ah, but I can't actualize it. So they're two completely separate sugyas. Okay. So that's the avoider there that a person has to do. Ma'od chashuv this perek. Ma'od chashuv kadatu chazaret. And work on it because it's the sort of kol ha'yiddishkat. Kabbalah samalchus shemaim. Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll start dealing with ikvas tira mashicha. And then we'll have finished this chaylek. We'll finish this chaylek with the last paragraph, the last chapter here. And then Metz Hashem will start chaylek base, which is mun and betochen, dealing with, in more depth, the sugi of the Kabbalah yisurim ba'ava. Suffering. I'm going into that, and in the end, Metzashim, we'll deal with Hanogos Hayichud, Hanogos Hamishpat. But anyway, that's it. We're about to finish the first sefer. Bezrat Hashem. Feel like you want to start again already. Yeah? I've forgotten what we learned in the first pages. Anyway, Bezrat Hashem. Tov.
Thank you.
Been a bit over time there. Okay, very good. Have a good day. Zan Matzliach.
Thank you.